Welcome back to WT Port Washington. Right now we are broadcasting the Vikings over Oceanside 36-14 as we start the third quarter. Jordan Malfitano is nearing that career high. He has 21 points right now. Ken Walker has had a phenomenal game as well with 11 points. And Mikey, I got to ask you, what does Washington have to do to continue how amazing they've been playing?
I think they got to leave Oceanside wide open from behind the arc, and I think they got to press like they were doing in the first half. I assume they'll take it a little bit easier because they're up by so much, but you know, that first half was just enough for them to take home this victory. I mean, I can't see it going downhill.
Speaking of the devil, we had a pass from Trevor Malfitano to Ken Walker. Unfortunately, was out of bounds, but you love the early aggression there by Port Washington, and now they're going to set up in their press that they were running the entire first half, and I got to say it was very successful, Mikey.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be this early, but
an early foul there. Oceanside had a bunch of jitters going into this second half, and right now it's not looking too good for them. Second half did just start. However, you know, another turnover.
There we go.
There you go.
Preview of what's to come.
Stevenson can push the ball up, and Oof. Daly can't catch it. It's the second time today where he's had trouble catching the ball. Great defense there by Welker, as Rodriguez is having trouble getting up.
Oh, I thought Amalfitano ripped that clean.
I think they did. I think they were a little early with that call there. Rodriguez got trapped underneath there. Swatted by four or five Vikings players and was unable to do anything with it. Lucky there. Kept Bill out with that possession call.
I think that was a kindness call. I think that the refs know that they're down 22.
Here's Rodriguez again. And they're going to call travel. Time after time, we're just seeing a bunch of turnovers.
Yeah, like just sloppy play from Oceanside on both sides of the ball. Just like the first half, unable to generate anything on the offensive side. And defensively, I mean, they're just not marking their guys.
Oof. Early foul there. Rodriguez again. He seems a little frustrated. With the Vikings lineup, we're going to go with Trevor Malfitano, Cam Welker, Ryan Shanahan, Troy Stevenson, and Kenny Daly. And for Oceanside, they're going to take out Rodriguez, and they're going to put in at Romano with
AJ
Rapan. Oh, sorry. I apologize. Call and El Behar. And another turnover there by the Vikings is AJ Romano is going to try to bring the ball up here. He didn't get a bunch of playing in the first half, but he's getting some minutes now. It seems that Rodriguez is having issue bringing the ball up and turning the ball over and picked up another foul. Rapan now, guarded by Welker. Gets over the call. Hit a drive, then kick it out. And it's going to be no good there by Romano.
I thought they were going to finally get one to fall.
Malvitano's going to push the pace here. He's going to drive in. He got fouled there, but they're not going to give it to him. And here comes Oceanside. Rapan now. Gets clobbered by Daly. And he's going to be shooting two with the line.
Yeah, that's a play that I don't think Port should have fouled on. I think they could have avoided it. Stevenson kind of hesitated because he wanted that big-time block, and I think Daly kind of came crashing in on his face and interrupted his thought.
I got to say, Oceanside, I like the intensity in that they're pushing the pace a little bit more than they did in the first half, and it results in two free throws. Unfortunately, the first one was missed there by Rapan. But I'll get a second shot.
I mean, when you're down 22 at half, it's hard to imagine what a coach is saying that can really inspire a team. I mean,
well, listen, Mikey, but Washington was down 16 or so to Baldwin the other day as Shanahan's going to make a layup there, and they managed to come back and nearly tie the game there at the end. You never know, Mikey. It's good. We're going to see a foul there by Stevenson. You can see Ocean trying to change the pace of this game, but Mikey, nothing is really working right now.
Yeah, time after time again, they've just thrown the ball away. They've stepped out of bounds. They've pretty much done everything a coach can ask for. That's a bad shot.
Rodriguez is checked back in.
You know, Oceanside's not a bad team. They don't have a bad record, but Port is just dominating on this Friday night.
It makes it seem like they're a bad team.
I know.
Because Port's been so dominant. You're right. Rodriguez could get trapped in the corner here.
I mean, objectively.
He's going to pull it. And it's going to be way short, Mikey. That is around the fifth or sixth air ball we've seen today. from that team alone. Okinawa looking inside to Shanahan, and he gets that layup to go. He's had a little difficulty under the rim so far, but he gets that one to go, and that should be great for his confidence.
Yeah, Shanahan's got seven.
And a timeout here by Oceanside, as Zinzi was having trouble inbounding the ball.
40-14.
With around 5:36 left, Mike, yeah, I got to say, Oceanside, yes, if you're right. If you're a coach and your team is down 22 points, how do you formulate a sentence or any words of motivation to truly get them out there and going? But, Mikey, nothing is really working right now.
Yeah, it starts with the little things. Picking your head up when you dribble, making the right pass, making crisp passes, being aware of where you are on the floor. And unfortunately for Oceanside, none of that has really clicked for them coming out of the half. Port's on a 4-0 run. And, you know, I think Port, they got to look themselves in the mirror after this game and really analyze this defensive strategy that they put on, because it has worked to absolute perfection. And, you know, Coach Dooley's got some options now, what he wants to do on defense. They played back, but this is working, David.
Yeah, they're going to keep pressing here. But I think that if you're Washington, you don't stop pressing until this game is near and over,
right,
because you don't want Oceanside to somehow get back in this game. As going to find Zinzi inside. Turn away layup is no good.
Tonight's a night that you can get a lot of guys some rhythm, too, that don't get too many
minutes. And I believe they're going to get Kenny Daly with the 3 second. He's had a tough game so far. But you love that him and Shanahan are getting the minutes. As sophomores, same with Spinoza, for sure.
Going to be valuable parts of the program next year and the year after. The fact that they're starting and in the rotation
looks
says enough about their skill.
Looked like Espinal could have been called for a charge there against Malfitano, but he got away with that there. And now they're going to get Welker for a charge against Espinal.
Espinal has made some big plays so far. In the first half, he was really the only spark for Oceanside. You got to give credit where credit's due.
5 points leading Oceanside with scoring. I mean, there hasn't been too much scoring, to say the least. But he was definitely a positive light on this team. And they need him to get going if there's any sort of turning around. He's going to inbound the ball to Rapan. He's going to drive left on Welker. He's going to get to the basket with the right-handed layup. And it's no good. Rebounded by Stevenson. He's going to try to push the pace here. Ooh. Trying to be a little fancy with it. And he's getting stuck. Finds Daly as an outlet. Nice move there by Daly. Drives in. Look, he got fouled. Won't go, but rebound, Shanahan. That will. And a turnover there by Romano. Here comes Welker.
I think we're all rooting for them to all.
Beautiful pass to Stevenson there.
I think we're all rooting for Trevor to get the ball, though. I want to see Trevor get to 30. Oh, geez.
But I think if I'm, I'll say this, if I'm Trevor, Mikey, I would want my teammates to flourish as well as make their shots.
Of
you want to win the game at the end of the day. You think he's thinking about, you know, matching his career high?
No.
It has to cross his mind.
It has to cross his mind.
Like, he had 21 points in that first half. That is an unbelievable feat in itself.
Right.
To think about going for 30, 40 points is unbelievable. Port's going to inbound the ball here. A little bit of a delay here. Maybe there's a spillage on the sideline. I can't really tell. Mikey, do you know what's going on down there?
I don't. Something in the stands. Yeah, I think you're right, David. Mr. Z is going to bring out the broom.
Mr. Z.
Shout out.
Yeah, they're going to try to clean something off here. It's always dangerous. You don't want anyone hurting their ankle or any part of their body. So you're going to do as much as they can to protect the players.
Coach Stratweiser looking on. I'm sorry, not coach. Athletic director Stratweiser looking on.
Currently sponsoring our senior experience, Mikey. What a guy.
Yeah, shout out to our athletic director, Mr. Nick Stratweiser. He's sponsoring us. He's making all this possible for us to be on the radio, and we're very grateful for him and Mr. Claff, the radio club.
We've had a bunch of other teams, coaches, and parents from other teams come up to us and say, wow, this is unbelievable. It's a student run. Ask us a bunch of questions. It actually happened tonight as well. And a bunch of these different schools want to bring this type of student run organization to their own schools. At the end of the day, it is a lot about funding, but people want to have more sports broadcasts. They want to have more social media because they know that it is the future.
Yeah.
Seems like maybe a major spillage over there, Mikey. Still working on that.
And David and I are graduating next year, but we have exciting news. There will be a new broadcasting class that is working in collaboration with Port Vikings Media next year. It's going to be a hands-on class. Mr. Miller's involved with it. Mr. Claff's involved with it. And that should only grow the program, so we're super excited, and we're very excited to pass along the torch. We've got two sophomores broadcasting right next to us on their own feed. Exciting stuff here at Port Vikings.
Most definitely. I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity that we've had these past 3-4 years, and we're glad you're, as you mentioned, pass the torch to the next generation of broadcasters. We are both going to college for communications and journalism.
We are.
At Northwestern and USC, so we are very glad to say that our experience has really paid off, and we'll continue to do this at the collegiate level. Near turnover there is Romano. He's going to try to bring the ball up. He's going to find Hoffler. He's going to drive left on Welker. Go righty floater. Won't go. Rebounded by Daly. Spinoza's going to try to push the pace here. He's got Welker on the wing. He's going to drive in. Should be an easy lay for him, and it is.
Pretty move by Cam Welker.
Mikey, how great has Welker been today?
He's been phenomenal. He's got 13 points, team's second leading scorer. But I'm just loving what Cam's done on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, all of the steals have pretty much been through him, at least in some part.
Number 10, Mario Parisa is going to check in for Oceanside here. And Romano is going to drive right on Siciliano. He's going to get stuck. Try to pass it out to Hoffler, my apologies. Some ball movement there by Oceanside. Unfortunately, the layup will not go. And here comes Trevor Malfitano, the man of the hour, Mikey. A little sloppy there. Turns the ball over. Now here comes Oceanside. Up.
Oh. There's Cam again, right on cue. He's been there every play, David.
As soon as Oceanside tries to get any sort of momentum going, snatched right by the Washington defense. Spinoso spot up three is no good. Oceanside's going to let that go out of bounds. Spinoso, he's up-and-coming player for the Vikings. A little bit of a tough game today. It hasn't been, you know, much on the stat sheet, but we know how good of a player he is. We've watched these other games. He's going to be valuable going forward for Coach.
Yeah, I mean, if I think about it, if the Vikings are to make a deep playoff run, you know, guys like Spinoso, Daly, they're going to have some minutes, but they're not going to be in the moments of crunch time. So I think these moments are going to prepare them for next year and the year after when they're really in the spotlight and all the pressure's on them.
Freezer's going to inbound the ball now for Oceanside. And he's going to get it to Call. And Call, near turnover there, is going to get trapped inside and he's going to ask for a timeout. Mikey, Oceanside is just, they had no momentum flow. They've had no offensive movement at all. Their defense has been atrocious. They're down by 32 points now with around 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter. If you're the coach, is it safe to say that this game is over? And if you do admit that this game is over, what do you got to do for the rest of this game?
This game was over a while ago, David. I mean, 36-14 at the half, 46-14 with 3 minutes left in the third. So that's a 10-0 run for the Vikings. You go into halftime and you're looking to make a change, and the complete opposite happens. It's a tough break for Oceanside, but if we're going to look at it in the eyes of Port Washington Vikings fans, colleagues, I mean, this is just a great win for them. Important for them to build steam. They had a big win against Plainview earlier this week, and this is just all to gear up for the playoff run. I think Port can return to where they were a couple years ago. I really do. This team's good.
I'll never forget when we were in 8th or 9th grade watching
it was eighth grade.
Men's basketball play against Uniondale.
Mark Daly. Inspiring performance.
Unfortunately, they came up a little short, but oh my God, what an unbelievable comeback.
Yeah, county runners up, I believe, right?
And that excitement that brought us is going to bring the next generation of Hoopers as well. That's going to be unbelievable.
100%.
Layup's good there. Couldn't see who shot that.
That's Espinal again. Yeah. I mean, he's been the driving force, David.
Had my vision impaired there, but yeah, he's been unbelievable. He's got 7 points now today. Spinoza's going to drive in right, and he's going to brick a layup. And now here comes Hoffler trying to push the pace. He's got some solid handles that he's been showing off throughout the second half here. He's
going to
drive
a nice
in now.
Move.
Ooh. From our angle, it did look like a clean block there by Kenny Daly, but I believe they're going to get him with the shooting foul. How many fouls do you got, Mikey?
That's Daly's second on the night.
Seems like he's got more. So Hoffler's going to go to the line for two now.
Siliano is still not on the score sheet.
Neither is Hoffler.
You can sense some frustration from
him. Until now. Most definitely. He seems a little out of sync on offense and defense. Not saying he's been playing poorly, but I'm saying he's not really finding his spots on offense where he's looking to get the ball. Right now, it's more the Trevor Malpitano and Cam Roker show, but I think he's okay with that.
Yes. I mean, it's hard not to be okay with it when you're up by that much.
Definitely. Hoffman's going to drive in now, look inside. Knocked around off a bunch of bodies. I believe that came off of Wilker last, and it's going to stay here with Oceanside. Call is going to inbound it now, and we're going to see a sub.
Junior Mac Tiger coming back in.
It's our boy, Mikey.
I think the fourth quarter, we're going to see some of the Candle Gang come in.
Nice three there by A.J. Romano. Cuts the lead down to 26. Washington, I believe, that is going to try to move the bar on, or maybe not. Logan's going to drive and miss the layup now. And Oceanside is going to try to push the pace now with Call.
I mean, if you're poor, you got a shot clock. It's not like it's soccer, so you might as well try to, I mean, obviously waste some time, but keep getting quality looks. There's Kenny Daly.
Great defense there by Daly, and he's going to lead to two on the other end.
Yeah, that's big for him.
It's great to get these sophomores involved. You've seen him, you've seen Shanahan, you've seen Spinoza all play really, really well today, and it's been paying off for them and the
Welker's
Vikings.
Oh, there again.
Hoffman's going to drive in, kick it out to Call for a three, and it's good.
You know, I mentioned between the first and second half at halftime when Oceanside was shooting around, he's got a nice stroke.
Call?
Yeah. He has a nice form.
He's
a
got
lot
the,
of
he's
the
got
guys
the hair
shot
to match
like Lonzo
it,
Ball. Yes, he does. I like the hair a lot. But he's clean. I think you should take more looks.
Coach Daly is going to call a timeout.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Dooley's got nothing but positive to say, I imagine. I mean, I'm sure he'll find something to critique, as any good coach would. But, I mean, there's not much for us to say on the broadcast right now. This has been a pleasure to watch. Good
Speaking
basketball.
Speaking about Coach Dooley, I recently watched, you may hate me for saying this, I recently watched this and a few days ago, Coach Carter, and I had never seen it before. I just
Never?
Watched it for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And
great movie.
Richmond, they're on a winning streak. They won a big game. They come to the locker room. They're all amped up. And a player says to the coach, "Why are you going to talk about all the points added?" He goes, "Now, how about 5-4? Five turnovers and four missed layups." And it reminds
oh,
me of
wow.
this. I think this is what Coach Dooley's probably saying to his guys.
Yeah, maybe.
You're not being perfect right now. You're up by 25. There's not much you really can do to blow this game away, but it's not a flawless game by any means. We saw in that first half, a lot of bunch of turnovers, careless passes.
Yeah.
And there's always things to fix, Mikey.
No, there's
no one's
absolutely. There's always things to fix. Port's going to be playing more marquee competition in the next coming weeks and into playoffs. But right now, this is very important to get a good seed for Port.
Mac Tiger's going to bring the ball up now for Washington. He's going to kick it out to Siciliano. Daly's going to drive in. He's going to get fouled here by number 10, Marco Parisa. And he's going to be shooting two at the line, Mikey, with about a minute left here in the third quarter. And we're going to start seeing coverage minutes now by the Vikings, I can imagine, going into this fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
And Daly misses the first, and here we go. Here comes Charnani right on cue. He's going to take out the man.
Charnani's getting a warm reception from some of his buddies in the crowd.
I believe that's going to be Trevor's day. So he's going to end with 21 first half points. No points in the second half as Daly makes the second free throw. But hey, Mikey, we were pushing for that career high. We're not going to get it, but unbelievable game nonetheless.
Oh, 100%. Can't
Hoffler
ask for anything
checked
more of
up
Trevor.
Here by Daly. He's going to drive in lefty. Floater is good.
Sweet that was clean,
there.
David.
By Connor Hoffman. Oh, unbelievable. Daly's not going to bring the ball for the Vikings.
Point God.
He's getting trapped. Looks for Trinani. His first touch of the game, Mikey. And if you're the coach, you just want to see movement, passes, and that's all you can really hope for.
Trinani, little post up.
The lefty layup is good. And we get a nice little applause from the crowd.
That's going to get a crowd going for sure. And the Nani chants have started.
Hoffler now guarded by Daly. He's got some sweet handles, Mikey. That's the call. Nice movement there. We didn't really see much of that in the first half, Oceanside, but it's a little too late. Gets it over to call.
Oh, and the crowd played with Oceanside a little bit.
My friend did that in one of our Tyro games, Mikey. I'm not going to lie to you, and it worked, and the ref had to team up. All right, Mikey, we are back now. Starting the fourth quarter, Vikings lead Oceanside 51-25 in a pretty boring game as of right now. We're struggling to get through this, but hey, we're going to do it with all the listeners right now. Daly's going to bring the ball up. He's still on the court. He's had an unbelievable game. He's a sophomore. Pass it to Mac Tiger underneath. And fouled there by Call, and he is upset with the call.
I like that.
And Mac's going to shoot two from the line now, Mikey.
Looking to get on the score sheet.
I'll say this, it's very good to get these younger guys in because they're going to be the ones playing the big minutes that Welker and Stevenson and Malvitano are playing this year as Tiger sinks the first free throw. And the second free throw is good. Tiger goes 2-for-2 with the stripe, Mikey.
It's a clean pair.
Hey, Tiger stripes, they just go hand in hand. Romano's going to bring the ball up for Oceanside.
Oh!
And a turnover there. Looking for call cutting. Turnover by Daly again. Espinoso's going to look cross-court. Chinani, 4-3. Oh, God. He is joining the Oceanside Air Ball Club, Mikey, with that one. But, hey, keep shooting. Rapan is checked back in. And he's going to get the ball right now. Driving baseline. Good trap there by Tiger. Looks for Espinal. Pretty move, but I think they're going to get him with travel there. I don't know. I always have issues with gather steps. I never really know what to call them. Look at Instagram, everyone say to travel. But at the end of the day, how many times have we seen LeBron have a gather step that could be called for travel, and it's just not. The way that the NBA is being called, they're being very travel-free. They're not calling a bunch of travelers. So why are we making that so strict of high school?
Oh, beautiful time.
Swatted away by Espinal. Great pass there by Espinosa. Vikings up by 28. Maybe it's time to see some other bench players. We still got Siciliano in there. Maybe Coach Dooley wants him to get some points on the day as Daly goes up for a layup, and it's good.
Kenny Daly, a little resurgence here in the fourth.
He's been great on defense, and recently he's been great on offense as well.
He's got a pair of lays.
Romano's going to pick the ball up now. Pass it to Rapan. Keeping it around the perimeter now. And Romano Misses the three, rebounded by Siciliano. Good try to push the pace here for the Vikings.
Oh, that's offensive. Tough break for Siciliano.
Good take there by Zwevin. Tough break there by Siciliano, you're right. And here we go, Mikey. Here's your guy. Sam Miller's in. Your guy Rizzio checking in.
Yes, sir.
Rizzio, I apologize.
Yeah, it's Hayden Riggio, Sam Mills, going to get in the action. And they're going to get 6 minutes to play.
And that's solid.
Very
solid. More than 6 minutes, 6.5. Romano, great dish inside, looking for El-Bahari. Won't get it to him. Here comes Chinani. Passes to Mac Tiger, driving in. And that was a pretty clear travel, I'd say. Here comes Hoffler back in. He's checking in for Rapin. Oceanside has just got to pass the ball as much as they can, look for easy layups, but this game is definitely out of reach, and they know that. Because Hoffler's going to pull a three. I don't know if you call it bank, but he banked in that three. Hoffler's had a solid game, Mike. He can shoot it. Siciliano now going to try to drive in. He's doubled. Kicks it out to Tiger. His three won't go. Rebounded by Hoffler. He's going to try to push the pace here for Oceanside. They got numbers. Get the ball into El-Bahari. Back and down. Mills doubled. Good hit, though, by Chinani.
Look at the double team still. I'm loving it from Port. I mean, all these guys getting in the mix.
We got no seniors on the court right now.
Oh,
as
beautiful.
Espinal goes in there, rejected by Siciliano.
Yeah, great defense from him. That's a frustrating night, but to show up on a play like that, that's going to make Coach Dooley happy.
Oceanside's going to do everything they can to try to make this a game, but at the end of the day, it's not.
There we go again.
There's another rejection there by Siciliano. It's Chinani's going to bring the ball up the court. Kicks it out to Mills. Over to Tiger. Chinani's going to try to back down Romano. Porsche is keeping the ball on the outside. Siciliano now drives in and gets his first point of the day, Mikey.
That's got to be a relief for him. It's been a struggle all night, but on the defensive end, he's locked in. And you know next game he's going to come out with a different level of energy, especially after tonight.
I wouldn't say he's very on and off. I'd say he's mostly on. It's just today you had these superstars in Welker and Amalfitano just take over this first half. And the second half, I wouldn't really consider this quality minutes.
It's another block for Siciliano. I mean, that's three in the last minute.
Yeah. Rizzio driving left. He's going to find Tiger. Here's our guy, Siciliano, driving in. Lefty layup, and he gets fouled. And now let's see what Siciliano could do from the stripe, Mikey. Mikey, if Washington does get a home playoff game, how hype would that be with this crowd? Because we've seen them show up for Coaches vs. Cancer. Siciliano sinks the first game. We've seen a big crowd tonight as well.
I think it would be packed, and I think the students would be ready because we haven't hosted a playoff game in a good while. I know that nobody in the school right now, I mean, us seniors and everyone younger, has been in the school to see a home playoff game. So I think that would just be electrifying. Shriver sometimes lacks in school spirit, but I think that's something that would bring the school together, and I know that we would have a blast broadcasting that for sure.
Most definitely is another beautiful layup there by Hoffler. Mikey, I went to a bunch of volleyball games because my friends were on the team, especially playoff games, so I'll get another layup. And the crowd was electric, and there weren't that many people here. Multiply that by 10 times the amount of people here with more activity on the court, this place should be rocking. Siciliano's now going to try to push the pace.
Oh, beautiful move.
By Zito and sinks the layup.
6 points in the fourth for Siciliano.
He has come alive. Zito now swings it over to Hoffler. Manahan has checked in now for Oceanside. He's a new guy. He's only a junior, so he'll have another year of playing time. This Mac Tiger's going to push a place now for the Vikings. Nice little scoop righty layup, and it falls. That was a pretty move there by Mac Tiger, Mikey.
Yeah, I love that from him.
Rodriguez had a layup, it looked like, but Tiger was hustling back on defense.
I'm wondering why he saved
it. It goes out of bounds. Yeah, that would look like it was out of.
Yeah, that would have been Oceanside's ball, and he's going to get subbed out.
Rodriguez is having a tough game. We saw him start the game, but he has not played much minutes since the start of this second half. And why would you? They're down 34 points right now with around 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Mac Tiger's going to drive into the paint. Righty layup is no good. Off the back in the front rim. He's going to dribble out. And now here comes Hoffler. Kicks it over to Zito. He's air ball the field, and he's going to miss another three. And now it's going to be for Washington with another opportunity to go down the court and score some more points. Siliano's going to pull a three. What a smooth stroke he has. Didn't go this time, but pretty shot for him as Hoffler drives in, gets another layup.
How many points does Hoffler have?
He has 8 points solely in the second half. He wasn't very active offensively in the first half, but he's truly the only source of offense. It was Espinal first half. It's Hoffler this half.
Ports up 64-32. They've doubled.
Mac Tiger's getting quality minutes right now. He's taking these open looks, these open layups. And they're good. They're solid looks. It's Hoffler now fading to his left. He's kicking ball, Mikey.
Oh, nice.
Oh. They're going to get number 14, who's not even on our roster, actually, with hit a foul on Siciliano. Looking a clean block from our angle. Dylan Bender is his name. He was not on the roster that they gave us. There goes my rod. Zito's going to drive in now. Gives it to Bender, and he's got it. From nameless to on the score sheet, Mikey.
Oh, Aiden Riggio. A little behind the back, pizzazz.
Siciliano has 0 points. Mikey, how many has he got now?
Yeah, he's got 9.
Nine College quick show. Points.
Oh, yeah.
Three I blocks mean, in a minute, 9 points in around 4.
I mean, yeah, that just goes to show, even on an off night, I mean, he's just a burst of energy and a burst of scoring when he needs to be. I mean, he's facilitating, too. He's gotten Mac Tiger a lot of open looks.
If you're bored here, you just got to slow the ball down.
Yeah. I mean,
you're
yeah,
up by 33. Seconds. Why is Mac Tiger driving into the paint?
24 on the shot clock.
He's going to be shooting 2, I believe. 1-1, my apologies. Mikey, if you're poor Washington, what do you take away from this game?
Like I said before, I think you really got to evaluate the type of defense you're playing, how far up the court you're going to press, how frequent you're going to press.
Zito's 3.
Yeah, and that was going to be my other comment. I think that Port's not going to play a team that shoots as poorly as Oceanside does. So I think that a lot of the energy that Port has had defending the perimeter was now used defending on the press today. So I think it's definitely, you know, going to be an adjustment when they're up against a better team. But, hey, I think Trevor Malfitano showed once again why tonight he's their best player. Cam Walker's their second best player. Jake Siciliano, as tough of a first half as he had, I mean, he's been dominating in the second half. So I think there's a lot of positives to take away from Port. And if we're going to look at it, the grand scheme of things, this is another win. This is another opportunity to improve their record.
And if you're Oceanside, Mikey, what do you think?
It's tough. I think you just gotta practice your fundamentals.
And that is it for us, folks. Vikings victory 67-34 over Oceanside. Mikey, it's been a pleasure with you. We are WDOT signing out.